Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something really specific. We're undertaking an exceptionally focused mission, you might say. We're going to be dissecting the language and claims used by, well, highly specialized guidance services, looking at how a provider markets themselves as the answer to life's, really profound and stressful uncertainties. So our source material today is an advertisement. It's for a service called Trusted Vedic Astrologer and Life Solutions. Honestly, it seems like a masterclass in positioning. And for you listening, our goal is really to peel back those layers. We want to understand the exact strategy behind the claims. What exactly is being promised when someone says they can deliver life-changing solutions?
That's exactly right. We're looking at the text, not necessarily to judge the practice itself, but for the effectiveness of the marketing. How does this language build authority? How does it sort of stack credentials to get maximum client confidence? It's about understanding those carefully chosen words. You know, the ones that turn someone feeling overwhelmed into someone ready to seek this specific kind of deep help.
Right. So dissecting the trust building mechanism. Okay, let's jump right in. How do they establish who they are? Okay, let's unpack this. The provider immediately grounds their service. Three key bits of info. They are the best Indian astrologer in Brampton, and they offer skilled Vedic astrological services. Very specific, isn't it? Geographically and culturally targeted.
Oh, absolutely. And that targeting is fascinating and I think quite deliberate. By claiming Indian astrologers in Brampton, it's not just location. It signals cultural authenticity, right?
Yeah.
Resonance for a specific community that's known to be significant in that area. So that adds this immediate deep trust for clients who might prefer guidance rooted in their own heritage, maybe over a more generalized Western approach.
Ah, okay. So the Indian and Brampton part is about trust.
Yeah. And the best claim, well, that's the aspirational hook, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the other qualifiers really solidify that trust factor first.
That makes the identity building much more strategic than just like, here's where I am.
Yeah.
But then they don't just stop with astrologers. The source immediately stacks on these other powerful traditional roles, too.
Yes, exactly. That stacking is critical. It seems designed to establish maximal, almost infallible authority. The source says the provider is also a talented clairvoyant, a spiritual advisor, and a seer. You have to ask, why the triple threat? Why all three?
It does seem almost redundant, doesn't it? If you're skilled in complex Vedic astrology, which involves charts, calculations, why also claim these non-chart-based intuitive skills,
mm-hmm.
like a clairvoyant or a seer?
I think the redundancy is the point. It maximizes the perceived effectiveness, you know. If the potential client worries that maybe traditional chart reading is too, I don't know, dry, or maybe incomplete for their specific emotional issue, adding seer or clairvoyant covers those intuitive, emotional, spiritual bases. It's like saying we have every tool necessary. It's a comprehensive kind of failure-proof model of guidance they're presenting.
That's a really powerful insight. Let's focus on that term they lead with, trusted Vedic guidance.
Mm.
You mentioned Vedic astrology suggests deep traditional knowledge. Can you elaborate a bit on what that implies compared to, say, generalized astrology? How does it reinforce authority?
Sure. Well, the term Vedic itself instantly elevates the service. It's not your typical newspaper horoscope column, right? Vedic astrology or Jyotish. It's this comprehensive, very complex, ancient system rooted in classical Indian texts. And crucially, it uses a different zodiac system, the sidereal one, which is calculated differently than the Western tropical system most people know. But maybe more importantly for someone seeking solutions, Vedic astrology really emphasizes specific planetary periods. They're called dashas. And these periods imply that certain challenges like relationship issues or money problems are almost like predetermined life phases you have to navigate.
Okay, so if the difficulties are seen as part of a fixed celestial plan, how does that change how you see the astrologer?
It massively strengthens the advisor's position. They aren't just giving vague predictions anymore. They're claiming to decipher a kind of fixed life schedule. And therefore, they can offer tailored advice for navigating those specific, maybe even inevitable, challenges. They shift from just predicting things to being an essential navigator for a predetermined course. It really solidifies the claim that this isn't just general advice, but specialized, time-tested wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the core of trusted Vedic guidance.
That distinction is absolutely key for this deep dive. Okay, so let's shift from the credentials to the application. If this provider has all this stacked expertise, what are they actually promising to fix?
Right, connecting it back to the big picture, The service seems hyper-focused. It targets the two most common high-stakes areas of human distress, the things that usually push someone to seek advice in the first place, relationship or financial difficulties.
Yeah, those two pretty much cover everything that keeps people awake at night, don't they? Love and money. The pillars of stability for most folks.
Exactly. And the service lists three major categories that seem designed specifically to intervene in those areas. The foundation is accurate horoscope readings that provides the blueprint we just talked about. But the really actionable categories listed are career guidance and love solutions.
Ah, see, the moment they use the word solutions, the whole dynamic shifts quite dramatically, I think. The services are positioned as providing specific, actionable advice, not just guidance or insight, but an actual intervention.
Absolutely. Think about the mindset of someone facing, you know, serious financial trouble or a relationship breakdown. They probably don't want philosophical ideas. They want a path out. Now, tangible. So career guidance targets the money problems, promising a clearer professional way forward. And love solutions directly tackles the relationship struggles, promising resolution, positive change, right in the most sensitive part of their life.
This raises an interesting question, though. When a service mixes predictive skills like clairvoyance and seeing with a structured system like Vedic astrology, how does that combination amplify the promise of something as definite as love solutions? That seems to go way beyond just saying, oh, your charts look a bit better next month.
It really sets the expectation for immediate decisive results, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They're essentially selling transformation, not just a consultation. The client is led to believe that because the advisor has access to both deep traditional knowledge, the Vedic charts, and this immediate intuitive insight, clairvoyance, seer abilities, they can somehow bypass the usual ambiguity of advice and deliver a truly life-changing solution. It's like an exit strategy from their current pain.
Okay, so if the guidance is the vehicle, the horoscope, the career advice, what's the destination they're explicitly promising the client? This brings us straight to the desired outcome, right?
The destination seems to be twofold: clarity and transformation. The service promises spiritual clarity and those life-changing solutions. So they're addressing the immediate practical problem, but also the emotional, maybe even existential distress that comes with uncertainty.
Let's break that down a bit more. The difference between offering guidance and promising a life-changing solution, that feels like a huge leap in commitment, especially just in marketing copy.
It really is. And the distinction is critical for understanding the appeal. Guidance implies direction. Okay, here's a map, but you still have to walk the path. A life-changing solution promises a definitive end result. It's like the path is walked for you, or the biggest obstacle is just removed. The description positions the service as the source for that essential high-impact advice that will definitively move the client past their struggles, their uncertainties, their difficulties. The claim isn't just insight. It's offering a future state that's free of their current suffering.
And all of this authority, the specialized Vedic knowledge, the seer status, the promise of transformation, it's all meticulously packaged to reinforce that geographical claim. This is the talk Indian astrologer in Brampton you should consult. It feels designed to maximize confidence and maybe minimize decision fatigue for the client who's already stressed.
Exactly. The language works to assure the potential client that their unique, agonizing problem, whether it's a stalled career or a broken heart, is completely covered. It's covered by the advisor's comprehensive skill set. They're basically purchasing certainty in an uncertain world.
Right. So for the learner who's following this whole marketing strategy, we should probably include the practical details from the source. Once the client is convinced, what's the final step, the call to action? How can someone actually consult this advisor?
Yep, the source provides multiple ways to get in touch, making it easy. The main gateway seems to be the website URL they list, thebestastrology.kbest Indian Astrologer in Brampton, which, you notice, repeats that localized, best-in-class claim right there in the digital address.
And what about clients who prefer maybe more direct contact, not just a website?
It covers that too. They provide a specific email address,
yeah,
shivramastrologer55@gmail.com. And alongside that, a contact phone number, +1-647-614-7099. So these details kind of complete the whole picture, don't they? From the grand promises solutions right down to the simple click here or call now.
Excellent. Yeah, we've definitely covered the identity, the authority stacking, the targeting of those universal human difficulties. the promise of transformation, and the specific ways to access the service. So to just quickly recap our deep dive into this very focused source material, the service positions itself strategically as the best Indian astrologer in Brampton. It leverages the structured discipline of Vedic astrology, but also combines it with intuitive claims, seer, clairvoyant. And this whole comprehensive blend is marketed to solve very specific problems, financial, career, love life, promising this big transformative end result, spiritual clarity, and actual life-changing solutions.
And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. A final thought perhaps for you, the listener, to consider. This advertisement basically proposes that a single advisor, through this combination of traditional knowledge and intuitive skill, can provide life-changing solutions for essentially any major difficulty, financial or relational, that a person might face. So think about this. How does the apparent need to stack so many distinct, powerful credentials? Astrologer, clairvoyant, seer reflect the sheer breadth of authority, the level of expertise the source feels it must project to convince someone to trust them with their biggest, most sensitive life problems. The ad almost suggests that only a near omniscient level of skill, covering all bases, can truly address the high stakes of modern uncertainty and despair.
That is definitely something profound for you to mull over as you encounter different sources claiming to hold the keys to life's big questions. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the language of life solutions. We'll catch you next time.